This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. We're joined now by NPR senior news analyst Dan Schor for a review of the week's news. Dan, I know you just want to read a statement. No questions, right?
Well, I'll tell you, Scott, my publisher has said save all the details for the book.
All right. I thought we'd try and sneak in a subtle Tiger Woods reference. Another week, another Democratic senator announced that he's not running for re-election. This week, Senator Evan Bayh of Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see as the immediate political effect of Senator Bayh's decision?
Well, immediately, it's another hurt for the Democrats in getting ready for the next elections. I mean, this follows losing the governorships of Virginia and New Jersey, and then the Kennedy seat in Massachusetts. But I would suggest to you that this is not only a matter of where parties stand against each other. I think something larger is happening here. I think what Senator Bayh is saying is that this whole thing doesn't work anymore. I can't get legislation through. It's not that I'm opposed. It is that I can't get anything done. And he reaches a point. Now, the idea of America so angry that they're willing to look at a Congress and say, you're not doing anything, suggests something that is more menacing than simply whether one or another wins a couple of seats in the Congress.
A man in Austin, Texas, crashed a plane into a building housing Internal Revenue Service's offices this week.
Yes.
He killed himself. At least one other person died. Many others were injured. How do we assess an attack like this?
How do we assess it? I think we are living in a kind of a culture of violence. And it's, I think, not perhaps an accident that this man took a plane and crashed it into a building, which was a U.S. government building. The IRS had its offices there. And it looked as though he was driving home the idea that he could have his own 9/11. He could have a plane and crash into a building, whether it happened on a very large scale, and he did it. And somehow the strange ways that people find to commit violence gives us kind of a culture of violence.
A major Allied offensive continues in Afghanistan in the Helmand province. A NATO commander there said on Thursday that it might take another month to secure the Taliban stronghold in Marja. Let me take the question a little bit off to the side, because I got a very thoughtful email from a listener this week who said, every time you people in the news business refer to a Taliban stronghold, it suggests some kind of reinforced pillbox with just enemy soldiers firing out at NATO troops. Whereas he said, in fact, we know in Afghanistan and some other places, there are often a lot of civilians who are mixed up with the people that NATO soldiers are shooting at. And we know civilian casualties have been a fact in this offense.
I think that's a fair comment. And it should also be noted that civilians get heavily involved in this, and that the American side says that the Taliban is now deliberately trying to shield its people behind civilians. Well, one way or another, it is not much of a stronghold.
In Pakistan this week, U.S. and Pakistani agents captured a high-ranking Taliban commander during a raid in Karachi. Does this represent a change in the way Pakistan is cooperating with the U.S. and going after certain people?
Well, it may, or at least it's a good start. I mean, for a long time, the United States has been putting pressure on the Pakistanis to take a more active role in trying to get the Taliban up near the border there and so on, without very much luck. It looks this time as though there was real cooperation. It was done. The arrest of this guy was simply done by the Pakistanis with intelligence that had come from the Americans, and everybody's patting each other on the back and saying, hey, we're cooperating.
And I want to ask you about this story, this, can we call it, murder in Dubai this
Yes.
week. A member of Hamas was murdered in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, in his hotel room, and different people are pointing different fingers at who's responsible.
Well, the original suggestion that came out of Dubai was that it had to be an operation, the Mossad Israeli intelligence. The 11 people who did it had passports, which had been European passports, and had what was considered to be the fingerprint of a smooth Mossad operation. Mm-hmm. Now, however, word comes from Dubai that it may not have been Israelis, but that two Palestinians have been arrested, and that it may be that this comes from the rivalry between the Fatah, which is the other side, and Hamas, which have been vying for power with it. I think we will not know for some time.
And we, of course, began with a joke about Tiger Woods' statement, but you have some reflections on that.
Well, I have one reflection on it. I listened to it with enormous interest and stopped at the point where he said that he carried out all these affairs because he felt entitled. And I'm fascinated by the use of the word entitled. As though we live today in a culture in which if you are a big celebrity, if you are very famous, if you are a rock star, if you're followed around by fans, that gives you an entitlement to do things which you would not otherwise be able to do if you were simply ordinary citizens.
Dan, thanks very much.
My pleasure.